This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I want to go out to the hotline and welcome in our guy, Jay Binkley. I know the Character Concerns podcasts are going to start really rolling out as we get closer and closer to the draft. But, Bink, you said, hey, man, I got an offseason plan. I got a draft plan. I need to tell the people. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Alex? I guess it's time we start looking forward instead of backwards, correct? Just kind of
no doubt.
Wipe the slate clean with this past season and think, all right, what's this team need to do to get back to exactly where they were? Because to be honest with you, I don't see a ton of challengers right now in the AFC because there's a lot of people still doing a lot of work trying to find that quarterback, and the Chiefs have that at least.
What is the – let me start. Not even – doesn't have to be draft yet, but I'm sure it's just part of the equation when I mention offseason. What is Jay Binkley's – you've compiled. What's your offseason plan? How are you fixing the issues, and what issues have to be fixed?
I'm fixing left tackle. That's the thing right there. And I'm not sold that you can get somebody, obviously, at 31. At 31 for the left tackle draft. Because that's what last year people were screaming for. They wanted that left tackle at that position. And even there was a lot of talks. People wanted Kingsley Suomatia at pick 31. But that was kind of out of the equation. And obviously, Xavier Worthy helped this team out a ton more than that, but they're going to have to go free agent. You know, whether it's Cam Robinson, whether it's Ronnie Stanley, they're going to have to bring in a left tackle. I mean, that is a necessity. That is a number one on the list. To me, that's even more important, bringing back a Nick Bolton, even considering that. And to be honest with you, that's even more important than Trey Smith, to be honest.
So, okay, let's go a little bit through that. Starting with Trey Smith. I don't believe he's coming back. Not that I don't think he can help this team. I just think financially, with some of the other issues you laid out, I don't believe that they can pull that off. Yes, ultimately, we know the salary cap can be maneuvered. Like, if they are 100% dead set on bringing him back, they can do that. But is that the position I want to really lean 100% into with all the other areas that I need to address? And so Trey Smith, to me, would not be on my priority list to sign. I got to make my decision very quickly so I know, but where are you at on him and the likelihood that he's in a Chiefs uniform?
Yeah, I don't think it's real likely. I mean, you remember 2 years ago, or back when Tyreek Hill, the wide receivers kind of set the market. Last year was about the guards. Last year, the way the guards got paid, they really, you know, kind of reset that market. And Trey Smith, I mean, no matter where you look, I mean, he's considered a top two or three free agent in this year's class. So that would cost you a lot of money. But again, that's interior offensive line. And, you know, you can get by it. I mean, it's not great. Obviously, I like Trey Smith. I think the dude is awesome. Loved him with the Kansas City Chiefs. But you got to make business decisions when you give your quarterback the top cap money of any team that's ever won a Super Bowl with the cap money. It was the highest. So I'd prioritize left tackle, to be honest with you. I don't think Trey Smith comes back. I'd love to have him back, but he's going to have decisions to make. And the way he looks at it, okay, He's got two Super Bowl rings. It's time now to get the bag, right? I mean, a lot of guys, their quest is to get a Super Bowl ring. He's got two of them. So what's really to keep him here? He's not going to be here for goodwill and charity. It's about, what are you going to pay me?
We're talking to Jay Binkley. He's joining us here on Cody and Gold. You mentioned at 31, and I agree with you, we've talked about this for a couple of years, like getting a left tackle at 31 is very difficult. How does this year's draft class, I know the combine hasn't happened, how does it stack up, you know, left tackle wise? Because as I said, hey, look, I'm okay with trading multiple picks to, and it's going to take multiple picks at least to get to, let's say, 12 or 15 when you're trying to go from 31. Is this the year to do that? I know the need is there, but is the player there, not just is he a top 15 pick because it's the 2025 draft, a player that truly is a top 15 pick in the draft. How do you view the class at that position this year?
It's not wild. Last year you saw eight tackles go in the first round. That was a record, the previous record, seven on that. I mean, there's some difference makers, I think. I mean, guys that could start this year, Will Campbell, Kelvin Banks, a couple of guys there that I think could start this year, but not wild about it. Again, you're asking a rookie to go in there, and I get it. The Chiefs are in a different spot. Last year was clearly different because the team had an opportunity to three-peat, so they, I guess they have to evaluate their season a little bit differently than that. But if they think they still have a lot of the core and Chris Jones and companies here and this team can make a run next year and you're still dealing with Patrick Mahomes right at, well, he'll be 30 years old when that during next season, but will that be enough for the Kansas City Chiefs to prioritize? If they think they can deal with a rookie left tackle, I wouldn't trust that. I think he'd be much better off getting it through free agency, because last year they trusted Kingsley and that didn't work out.
So the free agency part, you mentioned one of the names, Ronnie Stanley. The concern there is he's, what, 31, 32, and he's coming off a season where he did play 17 games, but prior to that it was – what, two or three straight years of playing fewer than 10 or 11 games. That's the concern. He's a free agent, you know, and will be a friend for a reason, and most people think the Ravens are going to move on from him. Is that really the best path? Is that really the only true realistic option? Because that's not a long-term solution, and that doesn't come without plenty of risk.
It's not a long-term solution at all, but right now I would more trust free agents for offensive tackle than going ahead and drafting one, unless you're going to move up. Unless you're going to move up to, gosh, you need to at least be, you know, 10 to 15 to trade up. And then are you willing to do it? You get your quarterback at number 10, are you willing to trade up your left tackle at that point? But, yes, Ronnie Stanley's older, Cam Robinson, another name, Tyron Smith with the Jets. I wouldn't mess with that one. Dan Moore of the Steelers wouldn't mess with that one either, but there's a few guys I would consider if I was a Chiefs, but they got to bulk up this offensive line. That's the question. I mean, yes, last year they got a few more offensive guys, throwing in Jared Wiley at tight end and things like that, but man, this draft has been so concentrated on getting defensive players in this draft. It's time to bulk up the offense, man. And, you know, I've been set on going downfield, but you can't go downfield unless you have the protection to do it. You can't have the quarterback sit down there, but you got to be able to go downfield. The Chiefs have got to get back really to what got them there. But that's protecting the offensive line. The way I've always viewed it is you're going to have one time in history to have a quarterback like this. Now, you could get lucky, I guess, and get another quarterback that can win at least three Super Bowls. I don't know. I will remind people Tom Brady was 3-2 in his first five Super Bowls. He lost.
No, Bink, you missed the memo. He's done, right? He can't do it anymore. Yeah. It's already over. You missed the memo on that
Rob
one.
Parker said he was done. Like Mahomes, he said he was done in 2012 when he was 35. People said he was done in 2017 when he was hammered by the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. And since that day where everybody said he's washed and Bill Belichick goes on to Cincinnati, he went to five Super Bowls and won four of them after that. But he started off 3-2 and didn't win his third one, his fourth one. Excuse me, until he was 37 years old. But you're going to have Mahomes. Will New England ever have a quarterback as good as Brady? No. Will Kansas City ever have a quarterback as good as Mahomes? Chances are, no. That's a 99% chance, no. They're not going to have anybody better. So take advantage when you have that guy. And in their 30s, guys in their 30s, primes, I mean, there's been great seasons by quarterbacks in their 30s. You're really getting the prime of Patrick Mahomes at this time. Matter of fact, Steve Young built a Hall of Fame career. he was behind Montana basically in his 30s. All his numbers he put up basically were when he was in his 30s and what he was able to do. So the prime is coming now. I'm doing everything I can with one guy in mind, and that's Patrick Mahomes. We have the quarterback now. We don't need this guy doing the offense last year, throwing short, 5 yards, 10 yards, wanting going down the field. Patrick Mahomes is a downfield thrower, and that's what they need to get back to. And if it's protecting on the offensive line, that should be the first priority. Not sure you're going to see that in the first round unless you trade down to do it, but defensive line remains very important for the Kansas City Chiefs. First round, in my opinion, go to defensive line. Tight end's going to be tough. There's two of them that I'd really consider moving down for, and that's Colston Loveland or Tyler Warren, but I don't think they're going to be in position to get those guys. Tyler Warren, I think, is by far the best tight end in the draft. Brock Bowers, light. I think Brock Bowers, obviously, better. That's the guy that clearly wanted last year, but it didn't happen. But Tyler Warren, or you can draft another one. I wouldn't mess with the running back until the third round. And unfortunately, they have the not the first pick in the third round, but the second pick. I've heard a lot of they got the first pick in the third round. It's not the first pick. It's the second.
Yeah, let me ask you this before we let you go, Bink. We appreciate Jay Binkley calling in, getting his thoughts, early thoughts on the offseason and potentially the draft. I know I'm not the only one that has thought this, because plenty of people have started to look at this offense and realize that they need more explosiveness. That's pretty obvious. What about from the running back position? Isaiah Pacheco is going to be on this team next year. He's going to play for this team next year. But the draft to me this year, not a first round pick, but I'm fine with them spending a top 100 pick, even if that's what it takes on an explosive running back. Is that possible? Is the personnel there?
You know, this is a very strong running back draft. Matter of fact, probably one of the strongest positions. That defensive line and tight end, the positions the Chiefs really need in this draft, but the running back position is going to be extremely good this year. I don't think you get to go in the first round, and I know people don't get it totally enamored by the running back. I understand they're making a resurgence.
Yeah.
NFL Network was doing, oh, the resurgence of the running back because of Derrick Henry. Well, Derrick Henry didn't put a ring on this year. Saquon Barkley averaged 2.3 yards a carry in the Super Bowl. Yes, he was good in the passing game, but don't be totally enamored and think this league is turning into a running back league. As much as I like running backs, and I used to be 100% on it, but you have to be realistic. The one thing about Pacheco that I never got, he ran a 4.37 at the combine. I think that home run speed was there.
Hmm.
Like dude was extremely fast. That 4.37 is what enamored the Chiefs, but yeah, you're gonna have guys there sitting in the third, maybe like an Ollie Gordon. I think Keyshawn Judkins probably be gone by that point. Travion Henderson probably in the second, maybe not. Maybe they don't go to the third round, but definitely running back is plentiful this year.
Jay Binkley, appreciate it, man. I know there's a chance you might be filling in tomorrow. If not, we'll catch you.
I'll be there tomorrow.
You're in. That's it. Okay. There, you heard it from the man himself. So tomorrow, Drew and Bink will be in studio, and I'm sure you guys will hit on the draft. I said, Bink, there, it's too early for Cody and I to do a little mock draft sounder, but look, you guys are hosting tomorrow, so you know what? If you got to pull out a mock draft sounder, you go for it.
We'll do it, brother. We'll do it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.